Shri Shukuvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said. Kala Atmana. Manifesting as the force of time. Bhagavata. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chakra of Indra. Darpa, the pride. Jighong Seha, with a desire to destroy. Paroktam, what was spoken. Nishamya, hearing. Nandaha Dayaha, Nanda and the other elder cowherd men. Sadhu, as excellent. Agrinanta, they accepted. Tatvachaha, his words. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, desired to destroy the false pride of Lord Indra. When Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavan heard Sri Krishna's statement, they accepted his words as proper. So you can repeat. Shukadeva Goswami said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, desire to destroy the false pride of Lord Indra. When Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavana heard Sri Krishna's statement, they accepted his words as proper. So there's no purport by the servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, but there are commentaries by the acharyas. So first we're going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Bhagavan, addressed as Kalatma, the force of destruction, indicates that he would destroy the sacrifice to Indra. Hearing the words of the Lord Kalatma, who desired to destroy the pride of Indra, Nanda and the coward men accepted his proposal. So then you have Jiva Goswami's commentary. Krishna, who sets time in motion upon whom everyone is dependent, spoke. Because everyone is dependent on him, they accept his words, or because he was so powerful, he made Indra's pride insignificant. Or when sacrifice for Indra is performed, Krishna sets that sacrifice in motion, and now he stopped it. By his desire, everything happens. Who can oppose his desire? Or Krishna, who has a black kala body, spoke. He controls everyone by his beauty, what to speak of using his words. Or Krishna, whose nature is to attract, kalayati, the whole world, spoke. Thus it is not surprising that they accepted his words. Though Indra was worshipped, his pride was most disrespectable, since he saw the cowards as material and saw Krishna as a material being in relation to them. O Shrimada Mahatmyam Gopanam Kananokasam Krishnam Arjam Upashritya Yechakrur Devahelanam. Just see how these coward men living in the forest have become so greatly intoxicated by their prosperity. They have surrendered to an ordinary human being, Krishna, and thus they have offended the gods. That's from the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 25th chapter, text 3. Because Krishna knew this, he wanted to curb his pride. It is said that Indra became angry. If he had no pride, he would not have become angry, but would have shown fear. And because of that anger, he wanted to create lots of trouble for the cowards. And Sanatana Goswami, it's not that long, we can read it, says, Krishna, who sets time in motion upon whom everyone is dependent, spoke. Because everyone was dependent on him, they accept his words, similar to Jiva Goswami. Because he was so powerful, he made Indra's pride insignificant. When sacrifice for Indra is performed, Krishna sets that sacrifice in motion. Now he stopped it. So this is basically the same thing, but there's more, a little more here. They accepted the words Vachaha of Krishna, who was most affectionate and dear, Tat, who had the highest meaning, Sadhu. I'm skipping part of his commentary. Or they agreed and said, very good, Sadhu. Or they accepted his words, wonderfully with great enthusiasm and affection. So again, we'll read the Sanskrit. Wait a second. Shishukuvacha kalatmana bhagavata shakradarpa jikhangsya proktam nishamya nandadyaha sadvagri nantatad vachaha. So, Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So here the topic today is about pride, false pride, not real pride. Krishna has real pride. Like Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matak Sarvam Pravartate, right? Everything comes from me, you know. Krishna makes these statements. It's not false. It's true. He actually is everything that he says, and even more so. Mayatatamitam sarvam jagadat vyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nahamte shavastita. By me and my unmanifested form, I parade everything. I'm in everything, and I'm not in everything simultaneously. So Krishna makes all these statements. I was listening to a class, a conversation that Prabhupada had with some people in Mexico this morning. And they were bringing up the point that they thought God's name was I Am. It was an interesting discussion. They said God says in the Bible, I Am. But actually, he doesn't just say I Am. He says I Am that I Am. In other words, basically reading, if you're actually intelligent, I am everything. I'm the Lord. It's not that his name is I Am. So Prabhupada was having, it was basically an argument with these people. Probably some of you heard this class. It was quite interesting. And they said, yeah, God says I am. And they said, no, Prabhupada said, I am too, but it's what are you? It's funny, you're I am, Prabhupada would say, you're I am, I'm I am, he's I am, she's I am, but what are you? And so they take one particular statement that's mistranslated out of context, and this was in Spanish, so it was a double mistranslation, and they don't understand that God also says, the Ten Commandments, I'm the Lord thy God, right? Use the same expression, who brought thee out of the house of bondage, out of Egypt. I'm your savior. So everybody is I am. But unfortunately, in this world, we are thinking Ishwara aham. There's the word aham. Aham means I am. Like we have in the verse I just quoted, aham sarvasya prabhavata matak sarvam pravartite. Everything comes from me. Everything emanates from me. So, also this word is used in the chapter in Divine and Demoniac Natures. It's the demon's Gayatri mantra. Ishwaroham ahambogi siddoham balavan sukhi. So what does that mean? I Ishwaroham, I'm the control. And each one of us thinks like that. And we get frustrated when things are not under our control. You know, it happens sometimes with me, too. You know, I go out and look at the temple, and things are not happening. People are not listening. We get frustrated and angry. Of course, there's a proper application of anger, but it has to be done with a cool head. So you say, how can you be angry with a cool head? I mean, just like if one is a soldier and fighting, you could be angry, but you also have a cool head. You can't be like the people who are in Vietnam who are shooting their commanding officers. What's it called? Fragging? Fragging. That's how it's called, fragging. I wasn't there, fortunately. Their commanding officers. You have to have a cool head. You know, a sniper, for example. Yes, he can be angry at the enemy, but he has to have a very cool head. He can't just be uncontrolled. So Ishwaraham, each one of us is thinking that we're just like little Ishwar. We're not thinking little, but we're thinking where Ishwar is controlling. I'm going to master my destiny. I'm controlling my life. like that. Ooh, I'm going to make the solutions to all my problems. Ishwara aham, aham bogi. And I am, what the bogi? I am the enjoyer. And of course, Krishna also says he's the bogi too, in the Bhagavad Gita. Doesn't he? Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram. Suridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shanti richati, 529. He says, I'm the bogi, bhaktaram jagatapasam, I'm the enjoyer. He's basically saying the same thing. And we're saying, Ishwaraham aham bogi, and Krishna is saying, also aham bogi. It's interesting contrasting these two. Ishwaraham aham bogi, siddoham. And Krishna is also saying, I'm powerful too, you know. I'm powerful. And powerful means like I control things too. It's part of this Ishwara, you know, being the controller. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Now Krishna is the supreme controller. So Siddho Ham Balavan Sukhi Siddho. I'm also perfect. The whole problem with the GVCs, they don't listen to me. The whole problem with ISKCON is that, you know, I know better. Siddhwan, you know, I'm perfect in every single way. And if I do something that you think is wrong, you are right. You are wrong, not me. Siddhwan Balavan, powerful. I am powerful. I exercise every day, you know. Like you see that there was this boxer, you know, Muhammad Ali, and he, I am the greatest, I am powerful. And the devotees met him in the airport a few times after he had been a boxer, you know, when he got a little older, and he was just basically had brain damage and basically couldn't pronounce his own name. So, Balavan, I am powerful. Well, you had this one person who was very famous. He actually swam across the English Channel towing a boat behind him. You know, people get into all these like powerful things, or there was this lady I just read about who went under the ice for like 8 minutes. She swam under the ice. You know, just she felt so good about herself. You know, you get up there and you just like, whoo. But actually in this verse, it's interesting. Let me get back to the verse for a second, so, because there's an interesting word here. You know, Darpa, of course, is pride. But then you have Kala Atmana. By the force of time, all of our strength, intelligence, everything, pride gets taken away. I mean, it's just, so this is a really interesting point. Actually, it's also said by Grandfather Bhishma. So, what's the Sanskrit on that again? Anyway, about Kala or time. And Krishna, of course, says to Arjuna that I am time when Arjuna sees the universal form and I've come to engage everybody and destroy everything. So this is the time factor. It destroys everything. So, Ishwaraham Humbugi, Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi. Oh, I left out the final portion. I am happy. When in fact, because you're struggling with the manasak stani indriyani prakriti stani karshati, you're struggling with the six senses and the mind. People are struggling with the mind. There was another conversation Prabhupada had, I was listening to, with a psychiatrist. And Prabhupada actually indicated, because the psychiatrist asked the question, it was in Mexico, so it was a translation, that about the physiological causes. I'm paraphrasing, the physiological causes of mental illness. And Prabhupada actually turned that around and started talking about, you know, chemical causes, which actually is true of mental illness. Prabhupada was talking about how one's attachment to the body, and he talked about the similar example of one I always give. He said, if you're attached to your car and something happens to your car, then you have psychological problems. So it's interesting. So when we talk about bodily attachment, we're also talking about extended bodily attachment, too. Not just you know, this body, but things connected to the body, like, you know, my little jumper. You call it jumper here in America? No. No, you don't. You call it whatever you call it. But in Australia and New Zealand, they call it a jumper. It's interesting. In India, too, isn't it? They call it jumper. Yeah, very British. It's because I spend so much time with people who come from Great Britain, you know, in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji. I tend to use some of their words. So, you know, we're attached to that. I'm attached to my seat here. I'm attached to my computer. I'm attached to my family. I'm attached to my conceptions of life. So Ishvara Homa Homa. So the point, all these things are actually components of pride. Thinking you're, you know, it's interesting you talk about the components of pride. Thinking yourself the enjoyer, the proprietor, the powerful, able to do things, independent. You know, you can actually do a whole analysis of pride. And so when one is subject to these things, one... Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yadindriya pritya apranoti. One becomes mad and does crazy things, just like Indra here. You know, Indra, basically, he knows better. Why is this? Because previous to this, you know, he had a nice younger brother, right? Upendra, Vamanadeva. You know, he's not dumb. He's not a, you know, he's not just like a demon. It's not like Aranyakashipu or Aranyaksha. He knows better. He's had plenty of instruction. But he keeps making these mistakes because he has this pride in being Ishwaraham Ahambogi, Siddhubaham Balaban Sukhi. And not only this mistake, I mean, we can talk about other mistakes Indra has made, you know, just like, I mean, oftentimes I tell the story from the Ramayana, because we were talking about Lord Ram, how Indra came down and he saw this beautiful girl, Ahalya, and who was married to Gautama Rishi, and he just thought, you know, I'm the controller. I can do anything I want. Not taking into account this Rishi is very powerful. Rishis are more powerful than demigods, actually. So he comes down. Yeah, they are much more powerful because they can, they can destroy a demigod. So anyway, so he comes down, he sees this beautiful girl, Ahalya. I mean, she is extremely attractive. Of course, I don't remember. But anyway, she's very attractive. And then he thinks, I gotta have her, I'm Indra. Doesn't take into account, you know, what's gonna happen to him. He throws caution, as they say, to the winds. And he waits until Gautama Rishi leaves the ashram and he goes to take a bath. And Indra's able to view shape-shifting. You know, he's able to turn himself into whatever he wants to look like. So he turns himself into a replica of Gautama Rishi. And so he says to Ahalya, here I am, sweetie. And he has a relationship with her. And of course, she knows. She's also guilty. You know, so it's not that this poor girl was unfairly. You know, she knows the difference between her husband. And wives know the difference. Even if someone else comes in the same guise, they know the difference. And they're responsible. Just like that Padmavati. She had a relationship with Drumila. Not the Drumila we know, sorry. And as a result, Kamsa was born, right? Interesting story. But she was a little touched in her head, according to the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So in this case, anyway, getting back to the story of Ahalya. So they have a relationship. Indra's thinking, yeah, I'm Indra. And he comes out, and who does he encounter? But the real Gautama Rishi. I was just checking things out here, you know, and I wasn't doing anything like it. Yeah. Gautama Rishi does a double take. He looks and he says, And he understands. He's a sage. He understands. This is Indra. And, you know, everyone looks guilty. His wife looks guilty. Ahalya looks guilty. Indra looks guilty. And go to Maharishi. He says to Indra, "Bae, that's the last lady you're going to have for a long time." And he basically emasculates him, to use a nice word. Poor guy. Poor Indra. You know, and that's probably one of the worst things that can happen to someone who is, you know, who is actually attached to their masculinity, pride. Also, Arjuna, he actually became Brihanala. And that was pretty embarrassing for him, too. And other people made fun of him, like Duryodhana made fun of him in the Mahabharata. "Hey, you were a eunuch. You were feminine." So anyway, so even those days they had cross-dressing. Anyway, so Gautama Rishi emasculates in a real sense, not just in his words, but, you know, really, physically, Indra. And Indra's left there, you know, no more testosterone. And so Indra has to make an arrangement. It's really embarrassing. You know, he has to make an arrangement for a transplant for some ram, from some rams or something like that, to again become. It's really embarrassing. Just like Prabhupada talked about how old men, they would arrange for, like, monkey glands. They were monkeys actually being kidnapped from Vrindavan for that purpose. They'd kidnap them, not kidnapping, with monkeys, sorry. It's not really kidnapping. They would trap the monkeys, and they'd take out their glands and implant them in someone else. You know, some old man who really wanted to enjoy. That's before Viagra was present. And so Prabhupada said they would take the glands out of one monkey and put them into another monkey. So anyway, so getting back to the story of Indra, so Indra really got embarrassed. Oh, because Ahalya also, she became disincarnate. Now I know in the movie it shows her becoming a stone, but that's not really what the Valmiki Ramayana shows or tells. In the Valmiki Ramayana, she actually becomes disincarnate like a ghost. And later on, Ram comes and frees her from that particular predicament. And then she rejoins her husband, and they live happily ever after. So you find so many instances where this pride arises in Indra. Another one that comes to mind is a story from the Bhagavatam, where Indra is sitting there, you know, with on his throne with Sachi, his wife. That's his wife's name, Sachi. And he... I guess she's right next to him or on his lap. And then his guru walks in. And he doesn't do anything. He doesn't even say, "Hi, Guru Maharaj," Guru Dev, whatever, you're, Brihaspati. And then Brihaspati just leaves and then Indra becomes bereft of everything. You see, it's a continual story with Indra. I mean, some... Yeah, there's that other story that he throws the garland, he puts the garland from Durvasa Muni on his elephant, and the elephant tramples it, Aravata, and the elephant tramples it. You know, you got all these stories about Indra doing these things because he had so much opulence and so much control. And, you know, of course, this is very much in line with Queen Kunti's prayer. Right? Janmaishraya Shutasya Shibira Namanata Adapuman. When one is accustomed to having a lot of control, power, or intelligence, or beauty, or handsomeness, then it goes to one's head, one gets bewildered. I mean, really, it's, you know, a poverty stricken man doesn't get so bewildered like that as a rich man does. Or someone with more intelligence gets more bewildered than one who doesn't have so much intelligence. I mean, we're talking about, like, crazy bewildered. So Indra is like that. And another story, another, of course, resident of the higher planets is Daksha. you know, Daksha is there, and he's performing this sacrifice. You know, very intelligent guy, performing a sacrifice. And look, he doesn't stand up to receive Lord Shiva. You know, he's very proud. Lord Shiva doesn't stand up to receive him. And anyway, and then you have so many stories of these people who are like intelligent, performing sacrifices, and they just have no etiquette. They have no etiquette because of their assets, you know, their material assets. So what does that mean? That means that if we have some material assets, you know, whether it's money, whether it's beauty, whether it's whatever, that we have no chance of becoming Krishna conscious? No, it doesn't mean that. It means we need some training. That's what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness, brahmachari, what is it, guru kule, vasandantar, gurohitam. That means one has to make his life a service for the spiritual master, like that contrasts with what Indra did, where Indra, you know, he ignored his guru when his guru came in. But one has to make his whole life, brahmachari guru kule, make his home a place of the spiritual master, vasandantar, I mean, and become, in this way, become tame. Why does one become tame? To please someone else. And this is the process of bhakti. I mean, without that concept of devotion, then there's no impetus, ultimately, to control one's senses. You have to have a reason for doing what you're doing, for controlling your senses. I mean, and then one can't become humble. Then one won't be able to chant the holy names of the Lord properly, just like we're chanting or saying every morning, chanting every morning, Trinada Pisavi Chena, Torota Pisahishana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtiniya Siddhahari. One has to be more tolerant in the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, we're going to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So that's the secret to chanting attentive japa, is actually understanding that you're a servant. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanta goror hitam, working for the benefit of the spiritual master. I mean, whatever has kept me in Krishna consciousness, it's that particular concept, working for his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Not, you know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect at it, but it's just the concept of my mind, the vision, the mission statement, like that. Not that I am the enjoyer of devotional service. I meant to enjoy. I mean, I am enjoying, because by bhakti you actually enjoy. Because what's the real enjoyment in this world is, or in the spiritual world or anywhere, is to have loving exchanges and reciprocal loving exchanges. I mean, other things come and go, like you eat, and you forget about what you ate like 10 minutes ago, isn't it? Because hopefully you didn't eat 10 minutes ago, or you're not eating during the Bhagavatam class. You know, sometimes we're doing these Zoom conferences and people are eating during the Zoom conference. They can't, even during some of the seminars we give, there's eating going on. Anyway, I'm not criticizing. But you eat, and the enjoyment you got is where? 10 minutes later, where is it? It's gone! Well, no, not 10 minutes later. Then you're sick. You're a rogi. Like Prabhupada said, yogi, bogi, rogi. You're a rogi, you're a sick person. I mean, it's the enjoyment is gone. We're talking about the enjoyment, not the physiological function. It's gone. Just like Krishna says in the Gita, such pleasures have a beginning and an end. And the wise does not delight in them. But still, we're delighting in temporary things, you know. Any other sorts of sense pleasure, you know, you go to Disney World or you get on a roller coaster or you see your beloved, you know, whatever. And it's just like, has a beginning and an end. But the bhakti process of trying to please Krishna and the spiritual master, it's just endless. It goes on forever and ever and ever, and it gets better and better and better. It goes on when, I mean, if you're actually Krishna conscious, it goes on when you're sleeping, you dream about serving Krishna. When you wake up in the morning, you look, I mean, that's the nice thing also about having a schedule or being regulated. You know, people often comment, it's time to end, that I'm very regulated, because that helps fix my mind on Krishna. So I wake up in the morning, I know what I'm going to do, and it's all based on Krishna. I'm going to come to the, I'm going to take a bath first. But, and I'll come to the temple. You know, so everything is just, when you're regulated like that, but when you get unregulated, then you're really, it's really hard to connect everything you do with Krishna. Unless you're on the spontaneous platform devotional service. And that's the benefit of bhakti, of the sadhana bhakti or vaidhi bhakti. So I think we have to end that work. So thank you very much. Don't become like Indra. Yeah.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hati Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Vishnupad, Panamahansa, Paravidakacharya, Alstuteta, Satyashi, Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya, Jananana Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijaya, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya, Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhigaur Bhakta Vrindakija Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Saim Kund Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturanam Kijai Jagadatha Sami Kijai Munamaya Kijai Shrimati Lasadevi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Bo. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Yeah. Pretty crowded. Did you?